Hello, welcome to another episode of Reorient Nation. I'm Father Simeon. Today, I'm going to read one of my favorite passages from the Zhuangzi. This is from the 1891 James Legge translation of the writings of Zhuangzi. What the world thinks the most valuable exhibition of the Tao is to be found in books. But books are only a collection of words. Words have what is valuable in them. What is valuable in words is the ideas they convey. But those ideas are a sequence of something else, and what that something else is cannot be conveyed by words. When the world, because of the value which it attaches to words, commits them to books, that for which it so values them may not deserve to be valued, because that which it values is not what is really valuable. Thus it is that what we look at and can see is only the outward form and color, and what we listen to and can hear is only names and sounds. Alas, that men of the world should think that form and color, name and sound should be sufficient to give them the real nature of the Tao. The form and color, the name and sound are certainly not sufficient to convey its real nature. And so it is that the wise do not speak, and those who do speak are not wise. How should the world know that real nature? Duke Huan, seated above in his hall, was once reading a book, and the wheelwright, Bian, was making a wheel below it. Laying aside his hammer and chisel, Bian went up the steps and said, "I venture to ask your grace what words you are reading." The Duke said, "The words of the sages." "Are those sages alive?" Bian continued. "They are dead," was the reply. Then said the other, "What you, my ruler, are reading are only the dregs and sediments of those old men." The Duke said, "How should you, a wheelwright, have anything to say about the book which I am reading? If you can explain yourself, very well. If you cannot, you shall die." The wheelwright said, "Your servant will look at the thing from the point of view of his own art. In making a wheel, if I proceed gently, that is pleasing enough, but the workmanship is not strong. If I proceed violently, that is toilsome, and the joinings do not fit. If the movements of my hand are neither too gentle nor too violent, the idea in my mind is realized. But I cannot tell how to do this by word of mouth. There is a knack in it. I cannot teach the knack to my son, nor can my son learn it from me. Thus it is that I am in my 70th year, and I am still making wheels in my old age. But these ancients, and what it was not possible for them to convey, are dead and gone. So then what you, my ruler, are reading is but the dregs and sediments." The ancient Eastern Orthodox way is the way of experience. Salvation, in the original Christian sense, means healing, renewal, and transfiguration. Salvation is an experience of change, a change only possible by experiencing God Himself, His presence, His power, His grace. Salvation means to be saved from death, spiritual illness, in the heart, in the soul, and ultimately the body at the completion of time through a spiritualized physical resurrection to immortality. Unlike many groups in Western Christianity that have developed over the centuries in the West, the original Christian path in the East isn't based on the text of the Bible. The Orthodox Church compiled the Bible. The members of the Church wrote the New Testament, received the Old Testament, and since Holy Scripture is a product of the Church has passed down to us the collection of the texts and the interpretation of the text. We are guided by the text, and it's central to our lives, but our life is not based on a book. Within the Holy Scripture, we see the story of the Creator's work in creation, especially His involvement in human history. The Scripture shows us who we are as human beings, and Scripture shows us both the path to fulfilling our potential and purpose as human beings, as well as stories of those who have lived before us who have reached that goal already. The only way for a human being to actually become human in the fullest sense, reaching our potential, is to personally experience the life-creating presence of the one living God. To experience God is the same thing as really knowing God. It is the same as being changed by God. It is the same as seeing God. It is the same as being united with God and sharing in His glory. All of this, in the fullest sense, is the same experience of salvation. We don't read the books just to learn about the stories of holy people in the past, to marvel at their wisdom and to follow their example and their teachings, at least in a surface level sort of way. Instead, we read the books so that we might purify our hearts and become like them. We are on the same path toward the same experience. Also, those faithful servants of God who shared in His wisdom are not really dead, although they have completed this mortal life. The saints are very much alive in the life-giving presence of the Creator. When reading the Chinese classics, be like the honeybee, taking only what is useful, what is true in the garden of the text, and leaving what is not true and useful behind. Many ideas in our world may appear wise on the surface, but they aren't so. No matter how effectively we or others rationally justify those ideas to ourselves. It's true that to learn the Orthodox way of life, you learn by experience. You can't learn it from books or watching videos or listening to podcasts. You can learn useful information about Orthodoxy and be inspired by it to learn more deeply, but you learn Orthodoxy by living it. You learn the Orthodox way by following the guidance given to you specifically by your priest, your spiritual father. You learn it from participation in prayer and worship with others in the Orthodox temple. You learn it through your interaction with Orthodox believers in the church community. You learn it through living the inner principles and the outward expressions of that inner spiritual life. You learn how to play piano well, not just by reading about it, but by practicing. Someone can tell you how to play, but you learn through your own effort. Although one who is a good teacher can help a student along that journey on the path toward mastery, so that that student develops his or her own knack for it. Learning Orthodoxy in the rational mind, the mind that deals with concepts, and learning how to live it daily through your behavior, it's still external knowledge in some sense. You will gain information, skill, insight, wisdom, human wisdom, but there is more. How is the rational mind external? Isn't learning about doctrine in the mind internal? Or learning certain prayers internal? But it's external to the heart. The heart is the most central, deepest aspect of your soul. By heart, I don't mean emotion, but rather the spiritual intellect and the eye of your soul. You can know about God with your rational mind. You can only know God as person with your heart. God is wisdom. You can only gain heavenly wisdom, that is, above human earthly wisdom, by the experience of the one who is himself wisdom. This is an experience of the heart. If you read the wisdom written in the Holy Scripture, you are reading words and ideas conveyed by one who has attained to the heavenly wisdom, or you are reading the words of Christ himself, who himself is the wisdom and the power of God. He is God himself, the Son of the Father, who became a human being to teach us the way. We should not be satisfied with reading the words of wisdom of others and following the precepts so that we, without profound spiritual depth or change, thinly live a good life, live virtuously, or enjoy blessings or good fortune. But we should follow the way described by those words so that we might really, deeply, through the experience of the one who is wisdom, actually share in his wisdom, becoming wise with the heavenly wisdom. Above human wisdom, for our sake and the sake of the people around us. Only when we become wise, attaining to the same experience of God that those holy wise men and women of the past gained themselves, will we really understand the depth of their wisdom, know fully what they were saying, and be able to speak with equal wisdom. When we become wise, we will have the same mind, called the phronema in Greek, as the wise patriarchs, prophets, and teachers before us. This mind, the phronema, is called the mind of the church and the mind of the fathers and the mind of the Orthodox Church. It's the same thing. It's one mind. It is the acquisition of this same mind, this spiritual mindset by the saints of every generation that is the reason that the doctrines and the life and the wisdom of the Orthodox Church have remained the same across the millennia. It's not just because every generation reads the same books. Our Western world tends to emphasize thinking, philosophizing, rational speculation, systematizing concepts, and arguing ideas. This is the realm of concepts in the rational mind. You can read ideas about God and discuss ideas. That is the realm of rational philosophy. What the Orthodox call theology is not religious philosophy. Theology is experiencing God directly, with the heart. It is not enough that we learn doctrines with our minds, which are ideas and concepts. Learning religious concepts about God is not the same thing as knowing God. Reading a book about someone is not the same thing as knowing that individual within a close relationship. It is not enough that we should know what the Scripture says about salvation or what the Holy Tradition says about the saints. All these things are worthless unless we follow those doctrines, that path that has been revealed by God, and we learn those things in our hearts. And we learn to know that they are true by experience. Think about it. We read the Scripture and the writings of the saints so that we can have the same experience of God as the saints and the same experience that produced the Scripture. Theological wisdom, then, is revelation. Wisdom revealed by God directly to the heart, the spiritual mind. When we know wisdom in the heart, then perhaps we can communicate some degree of that wisdom with the rational mind, expressing it to others in human language. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Reorient Nation. I'm Father Simeon. If you benefited from this podcast episode, please share it. God be with you on your journey.